The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Making some homeowners mad in one particular neighborhood Nazi association. With you in the studio tonight on Free Talk Live, you've got me, Ian.
And Johnson.
And Renee.
And somehow we've gotten off onto a technology tangent, though. We were talking about the Magic Leap, a company that is working on augmented reality or mixed reality products. These are a pair of goggles that you can actually see through. So they're semi-transparent, so you can see the room around you, and you can also see computer graphics that are being projected onto that room, into your personal space.
One of their first interesting demos was, like, Minecraft is a very popular game, and they were projecting Minecraft as though it was, like, in reality on a coffee table. And you could, like, somehow reach in and manipulate the Minecraft.
Get your little tools and whatever.
Like with your hands, yeah. Like somehow like manipulate it that way, which is really interesting.
Well, there is something called the Leap Motion, I believe, that is a hands manipulating kind of controller. I purchased that a couple of years ago.
Didn't you have something like,
Yeah, I've never used it for anything besides just trying it out. So it's just like, oh, this is a cool gimmick, and then never really did anything with it. But it's like an infrared device that can see where your hands are positioned, and you can actually use it to play video games and, you know, do more technical things like building and artwork, like painting or making music with it, and it's pretty neat.
There's some sort of, like, you know, they've been there talk about including Leap Motion somehow in, like, cell phones for gestural stuff, and having it be included more in computers instead of touch screens for, like, 3D modeling. And so Leap Motion may become more popular in the relatively near future, especially as these 3D applications. Stuff like, when you think about stuff like Magic Leap, I mean, it becomes very, very necessary to have these control systems in place. And I think Kinect is really interesting, and Leap Motion are really interesting for that.
It's all coming together in a way that is going to be pretty mind-blowing from what I've seen, and I haven't seen much. I mean, all right. I've seen personally is just Google Cardboard as sort of a tech demo, basically. But watching others reacting to virtual reality and this now augmented reality or mixed reality is so amazing. I mean, Renee and
I, earlier today, of a girl playing a first-person zombie shooter game or something like that.
Yeah.
She was just screaming.
Screaming.
Just screaming.
Right. Was it a React video?
No,
it
was just some girl standing in a room playing this video game. And it was like,
do you see what she's seeing?
Yeah, it was split screen. So you're seeing her like shooting at nothing. Like she's just so freaked
just
out.
Wildly
just
wildly shooting.
Just shooting like, ah! And then like a zombie will appear and she's like, ah!
Yeah,
and
oh, yeah.
Just like screaming at
it's
the top
so
of her
lawn. Entertaining to watch that.
And it's
isn't
like
it?
Her brother or somebody like just going.
Yeah. Well, he laughs, but he'd probably be freaking out a little. Maybe not as much,
yeah,
but
probably not
but
as much.
The reactions are very strong. Now, there's the React channel that Renee and I have a habit of watching from time to time, and they have, you know, the teens react, they have the adults react, they got the elders reacting, and I think at this point they've given the virtual reality headset, the Oculus Rift, to almost everyone that, you know, is on these shows. And just watching, you know, the difference between how someone reacts to a game that's on a screen in front of them versus the same game or a, you know, similarly scary game. Because they've had the reactors react to scary horror games that they're just playing on a computer.
Right.
And they've had them react to horror games that they're playing on an Oculus Rift, on a VR set of goggles.
Right.
And the reactions are much more intense.
Right.
The frightening kind of scare jumps and things like jump scares. It's notably more effective when they're in the goggles. Even though it's the same game, it's the same dumb jump scare or whatever, it just gets people better.
I've been frightened by jump scares in games before. Like, you know,
sure.
Especially though,
but this is a higher level of it.
It is putting yourself in the environment that makes it more jump scary. Like,
yeah.
If I'm playing a first-person shooter game, like, some of them have dark themes, like where you're going through, like, an insane asylum, or you're going through, like, you know, you're fighting demons or whatever.
Haunted house.
So stuff like that. But the most visceral times I've ever had a reaction was late at night, lights off.
Of course.
Because then it, your focus on the screen almost becomes more immersive. It becomes almost like virtual reality because
right.
your whole focus is on the screen. There's nothing else around. So that's when I've turned, you know, like I'll turn in the game and there's something there and I'll actually jump. Like, ah. You know, I've had that happen, not frequently because I'm just so used to these games, but it has happened, you know.
Right, and in the Oculus Rift, you've got headphones on, so the sound is more immersive right. as well as the actual visuals. Let's go to your phone calls and your thoughts. We can learn more about the Magic Leap if we've got time. But first, we go to Mike. He is in Georgia listening to LRN.FM. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Welcome. You're on the air.
I'm listening to a podcast, so I'm a couple of days behind, and I won't keep you long. I just wanted to see what you guys have to say about a private property issue that I've been thinking about.
Sure.
So I'm all for private property rights. I'd like to think that I'm a full-blown voluntarist in every way, except that I believe that, you know, people should have the right to take fish out of rivers and, you know, and I guess, you know, make things from the land that they're on. Not necessarily that they'd own it, but, you know, I can see where you wouldn't want someone doing these things in your front yard. I just feel that no one should have the right to tell me that I can't, you know, take fish out of a river or...
Well, if the river's on your property, then I would say you have the right to take the fish out of your part of that river. I remember once when I was a younger adult, I was looking at getting a house and or renting a house or whatever in a neighborhood, and I learned that the homeowners, that there was a lake out behind that house, and I learned that the homeowners actually owned the lake, and the way they owned it was in like pie slices, basically. Mm-hmm. So each of the owners, you know, from their property lines owned sort of two straight lines toward the center of the lake, and that was their part. Now, obviously, they could float around the whole lake if they wanted to, probably, just by mutual agreement.
Right.
But one thing that they didn't allow, they gave me an example. There were some construction workers that were working in the neighborhood who had, like, you know, brought a dinghy out or whatever and thought they were going to go fishing out in that lake, and one of the homeowners came out and said, no, you can't go out in our lake.
Right.
You're not one of the owners of it. So I think it just depends on the circumstances, Mike. If it's on your property, if the lakes or the river's running through it, then I would say you do have the right to tap into the fish there. But otherwise, it wouldn't make sense for you to just go and take someone else's stock, right?
Well, you're right. But, you know, folks like I could just get like 3 or 4 acres, and there's no pond, no river, anything like that. But I do love fish, and right now I have to rely on, you know, the obvious state fishing license and finding a spot on the side of a road somewhere to fish. And it'd be nice. I guess I could rely on, and I guess in a, you know, lib pair or whatever that you
libertarian
rely
paradise.
On. Yes, sir. You could just rely on, you know, contract agreements between people that you know who do own those kinds of properties.
Well, yeah. I mean, there are going to be places where fishers love to go. Like people who love to fish, they're going to buy lakes. In the case of the lake in question, I believe I was also told that the lake was stocked. So the owners of the lake did decide to stock it with fish so they could fish it. And so in the same way that there are places that will allow you to pay to hunt on their property, there will likely be places that allow you to pay to fish. Hey, we've got this big lake and there's all these kind of fish in it. We know because we put them there. And then you just pay X amount of dollars and you can go fishing on that lake for the day or whatever. I suspect that that would exist because, you know, if people want something, the market is usually willing to provide it. Somebody in search of a profit is willing to go ahead and put something together that, you know, would be a good outing for someone like you.
Yeah,
I've never heard
of the pie slice thing before. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, I had never either, and it was an interesting situation, and apparently it worked well for them.
Rivers are frequently owned in grids.
Is that right?
Yeah.
By the two different properties on the sides?
Yeah, like just squares towards the edges of the property, and sometimes what there is there's a there'll be a right-of-way down the very center.
Hmm.
Like either that, they'll either own all the way to the center, or they'll own, and then there'll be like a right of way for, you know, boat traffic that goes down the very middle of it.
Interesting. There you go. Mike, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I know that because I once had a real estate license.
Or you can just go fishing in virtual reality.
Yeah.
Augmented reality. You could pretend like you're catching fish on a river.
Or you could just go outside with a fishing pole.
I got to say, I just am not a fishing kind of person. It just seems like one of the most boring things to do.
I don't even like the fishing video games.
But yeah, it seems
that's
even worse.
For plus.
855-453. Join us here and share your thoughts on property rights or whatever. It's Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-9372. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-9372. Step three, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-9372. That's 1-800-945-9372.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio. You can bring up anything, although we've been talking a lot about technology here tonight. Magic Leap. Not many people have seen this thing. It's not even in a beta yet. The developers can't even start developing for Magic Leap yet. So it's pretty early on in that device's technological development. But the few demo videos that have been released have been pretty amazing. I posted one of them to our Facebook and Twitter. You can take a look at that. It's actually their older one with the sort of the video game where robots are teleporting into your office and shooting at you in your office, because this thing basically projects, you know, virtual reality into reality.
I mean, I think that if we can come up with a way, if they figure out how to, like, maybe, I mean, there is a way basically already, but if with Kinect, the Microsoft Kinect, which is sort of like
motion detection.
No, it's two cameras, which from the one angle that they can film from, right? Because it's two different cameras, they're able to extrapolate a 3D model. So it's very cool, even with one of them.
A 3D model of you.
Right.
Okay.
But when you, and I've seen video where they show this 3D model, but it's like hollow. So it's almost like a mask. It would look like a mask. So if like what the camera sees, if you were to rotate that as a 3D model, it would be hollow on the inside. So you wouldn't, like, the back of your head just wouldn't be there.
Wouldn't be there. Okay.
Because it's only seeing the one angle. But there was a guy who started to put four of them and, like, do the math. I don't even know how you would develop a computer program that does this. I mean, it's, like, way beyond what I can even imagine. Somehow, he's mapping the information together to create a 360-degree 3D model from multiple different Kinect cameras. So once we get to that point, and you can take that into Magic Leap, you'll be able to, like, video conference with a 3D model of yourself
and the other
in another room, in somebody else's room.
So and the
like
other person.
We start to get to that, like, Star Wars, help me, Obi-Wan, Kenobi, you're my only hope level of, like, hologram communication.
So we're basically there as well.
Almost. Yeah. I mean, I don't think we're basically there. We're probably, like, 5 years out.
Aside from potential investors and advisors, writes Wired Magazine, few people have been allowed to see this gear in action. The combination of funding and mystery has fueled rampant curiosity, but to really understand what's happening at Magic Leap, you'll also need to understand the tidal wave surging through the entire tech industry. All of the major players, Facebook, Google, Apple, Amazon, Microsoft, Sony, Samsung, have whole groups dedicated to artificial reality, and they're hiring more engineers daily.
Here's the biggest crux. The biggest crux is the thing that you posted earlier, which is when we were talking about the video, where you're able to face map the actions of one face onto another face. So when you make an expression that's mapped onto a computer model, that's huge, because if you think of games like EverQuest, World of Warcraft, Second Life, all these virtual worlds that are meant to be social, they're nothing compared to what it's going to be like when you're able to move and emote onto a character. When your emotions are matched by the character in virtual reality and you're able to communicate emotion through facial expression, it changes everything.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And instead of like pressing a key on a keyboard to make your character smile or something like that.
Right, exactly.
If you are laughing out loud, your character will actually be
laughing
doing
out
that.
Loud along with you. Yeah. And so everyone sees you laughing out loud, but as a gremlin or an ogre or an elf or a fairy or a cat or whatever you want to be.
Yeah, and we're not far away from that at this point.
No,
like
not
said,
at all.
Probably 5 years.
That's not even 5 years. That's like a year or two.
Facebook alone has over 400 people working on virtual reality, and there are about 230 other companies that are working furiously on hardware and content for this new platform. So to fully appreciate Magic Leap's gravitational pull, you must really see this emerging industry. Every virtual reality and mixed reality headset, every VR camera technique, all the novel VR applications, beta version VR games, every prototype VR social world, like I did over the past 5 months. Then you'll understand just how fundamental virtual reality technology will be and why businesses like Magic Leap have an opportunity to become some of the largest companies ever created.
But imagine this right here. Imagine your desktop monitors, Ian, not being there because you don't need them anymore.
Yeah, well, because you're wearing some sort of device.
And so instead of having the two monitors that you paid probably $200, $300 a piece for, you have 12 monitors because you're just seeing them in virtual reality doing what they need to do, because you don't actually have to have a physical monitor anymore. You just wear your headset and then put a monitor anywhere. You walk in your kitchen, there's a monitor
there's
on the wall.
There.
You know, there's a monitor, and you look up the recipe you want to look up. And, or you just, you know, take your fingers and make two little pointy marks in the square and then draw out a square, and it draws out a monitor to whatever size you need it to be.
Renee, you should be excited about this. It means you would never have to put your phone down because it would always be there.
Floating in the air in
floating
front of you.
Oh,
you
so exciting.
You're not excited by that? You love your phone. You love to be on it.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just don't care. Call me old school.
Yeah. I don't know. I think you'll care eventually because, like, it'll give you more privacy, right? Because only you would
see what's in front of you,
what's going on.
All I know is that by the time the FBI gives your stuff back, we're going to have a bunch of devices to replace them. You'll have the radio, whatchamacallit, it's all the controls right in front of you.
Although
right
you got your camera back, so, you know.
That's true. They did give me the camera back. Even if you've never tried virtual reality, you probably possess a vivid expectation of what it will be like. It's the Matrix, a reality of such convincing verisimilitude you can't tell.
It certainly shouldn't be anyone's expectations that it's the Matrix. It's not anywhere even remotely close to the Matrix.
Some people are trying to imagine what it's going to be like. It'll be the metaverse in Neal Stephenson's rollicking 1992 novel Snow Crash, an urban reality so enticing that some people never leave it. It will be the Oasis in the 2011 best-selling story Ready Player One, a vast planet-scale virtual reality that is the center of school and work. VR has been so fully imagined for so long, in fact, it seems overdue. And I got to agree with that.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember wanting this back in the 1990s when they had the humongous headsets that, looked ridiculous, but still looks so cool.
I tried something in California when I visited, like, when I was, like, 11 years old or something, that was VR that was pretty good. I
mean, like, with the big blocky characters?
Yeah, the game itself was horrible, but the tracking was really fast and whatever. The headset was huge, but it was still very, very cool to do way, way back then.
So, yeah, I agree that it is overdue. In fact, he actually goes into his experience in 1989 with the first time he put his head into virtual reality, even before the web existed. I visited an office in Northern California whose walls were covered with neoprene surfing suits embroidered with wires, large gloves festooned with electronic components, and rows of modified swimming goggles. My host, sporting shoulder-length blonde dreadlocks, Jason Lanier, handed me a black glove and placed a set of homemade goggles secured by a web of straps onto my head. The next moment, I was in an entirely different place. It was an airy, cartoony block world, not unlike the Minecraft universe. And there was another avatar sharing this small world with me, Lanier. We explored this magical artificial landscape together, which he had created just hours before. Our gloved hands could pick up and move virtual objects. It was Lanier who named this new experience virtual reality. It felt unbelievably real. In that short visit, I knew I had seen the future. The following year, I organized the first public hands-on exhibit called Cyberthon, which premiered 24 experimental VR systems from the U.S. military, universities, and Silicon Valley. For 24 hours in 1990, anyone who bought a ticket could try virtual reality. Maybe you were there, Johnson. Maybe that's where you were. The quality of the VR experience at that time was primitive, but still pretty good. All the key elements were there: head-mounted display, glove tracking, multi-person social immersion. But the arrival, unfortunately, wasn't imminent. The toll-free number here tonight, 855-453. And here we are about 30 years later, and it's happening.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll free. Unfortunately, we're not in VR yet. We've got two webcams, though. That's better than one. You can see the cam, by the way, for free. Just go to cam.freetalklive.com. It's free live to watch during the show, and then later on you can pull up archives on YouTube. And also, there's a movement in healthcare today of people that are ready to stand up and take charge of their healthcare. People like you and me who are tired of paying too much for healthcare and getting too little. It's folks who are standing up for their values and letting their conscience make decisions based on timeless principles. It's a movement sweeping the nation, and you should be part of it. Liberty HealthShare is leading the movement of people who are looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a healthcare sharing organization of people who are sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy and efficient way. Choose your own doctor, your own hospital, and live out your values in healthcare. Join the movement and change healthcare for good. Go to joinlhs.com and get started there, or call them toll-free at 800-722-8041. That's joinlhs.com, or call them at 800-722-8041 for Liberty HealthShare. A little bit more here about the development of virtual reality. There's a really detailed story, which we're not going to get through the entire thing, nor are we going to try, over at Wired.com about this coming phenomenon and the Magic Leap, this newest thing. It's not really virtual reality in the way that you've imagined it. This is mixed reality. where virtual objects are integrated into and responsive to the natural world. So as Wired puts it, a virtual ball under your desk, for example, would be blocked from view unless you bent down to look at it. So in theory, MR could become VR in a darkened room, but when the lights are on, you're actually interacting in reality with virtual objects, mm-hmm. which is different from virtual reality where you are put into an entire another location that's completely different from your natural surroundings. And likely computer-generated. And then there's a third type, which is augmented reality, which is like Google Glass or the Yelp app's monocle feature on mobile devices, where the visible world is overlaid with a layer of digital content, with like information or your text messages or something like that. So augmented reality doesn't sound as exciting as the mixed reality does, but they seem kind of related to one another. So a little bit more here from the story. He's talking about the past of virtual reality. And, Johnson, you think you might have been at this Cyberthon event in 1990 where anyone who bought a ticket could actually try out virtual reality. You actually tried one of these headsets on. And there couldn't have been too many places back then where you would have had a chance to do that. I mean, we're talking about, you know, this is 26 years ago. The quality of the VR experience, he writes at Wired.com, was primitive. But still pretty good. They had all the key elements: head-mounted display, glove tracking, multi-person social immersion. But the arrival of mass-market VR wasn't imminent. The gear cost many scores of thousands of dollars. Over the following decades, inventors, and it was big and bulky, if I recall. Over the following decades, inventors were able to improve the quality, but they were unable to lower the cost. And if you can't put this in the hands of the average person, it's not worth doing. 25 years later, a most unlikely savior emerged, the smartphone. Its runaway global success drove the quality of tiny, high-resolution screens way up and their cost way down. Gyroscopes and motion sensors embedded in phones could be borrowed by VR displays to track head, hand, and body position for just pennies. And the processing power of a phone's modern chip was equal to an old supercomputer, streaming movies onto the tiny screen with ease. The cheap ubiquity of screens and chips allowed a teenage Palmer Luckey to gaffer tape together his first VR headset prototypes, launching a Kickstarter campaign for what was called the Oculus Rift in 2012. And the Rift was the starting signal that many entrepreneurs were waiting for. Facebook, of course, later bought the company for $2 billion in 2014. Pretty good for someone who was, you know, gaff-taped together the first prototype. And all of today's head-mounted VR displays are built out of this cheap phone technology. Put on almost any synthetic reality display and you enter into a world born of billions of phones. Lanier, who has contributed to Microsoft's HoloLens MR system, estimates it would have cost more than $1 million in 1990 to achieve the same results that even simple phone-inserted handsets like the Samsung Gear or Google Cardboard do today. So here we are now in a place where technology is cheap enough and ubiquitous enough to where you literally can take your smartphone, plug it into an existing set of goggles, and have a kind of poor man's virtual reality headset for nothing.
The other thing they're doing now is they've got these kiosks that you can go to at the mall. There's all these different startups that are coming up where you step into it, and it scans your body and then creates a 3D model and allows you to try on clothes virtually through different things. Yeah, it's like you go in and it creates a 3D model of you.
Fascinating.
You know, based on being.
So what are you looking at yourself in a 3D mirror or something?
Pretty much.
And it's just like you click and then a new shirt's on.
I mean, there's all different ways of doing it, but yeah, and then you can go home, I guess, and look in the app and like try on.
All right, Renee. Stuff. So you are someone who goes to clothing stores. You do shoppy things. Would you use a virtual reality clothes try-on app?
Absolutely not.
Why?
Why would you?
It saves time?
That's fair. But isn't there something fun about actually trying on the clothes, seeing how they actually look on you?
Yeah, but what if what if there's something you absolutely can't get that you see online that you want like crazy, but you can't get it because you live in Keene, New Hampshire?
Well, that I would do when I'm ordering stuff from like Korea, but otherwise, no.
So you could see an application for it if you're not in the physical location, but if you're in the store, like, it does seem kind of silly to walk into a store and put on a VR headset.
Yeah, no, that's right. Ridiculous. Why?
No, it's not a VR headset. It's a scanner that scans you, and then you just looking
at it on a monitor.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's like those makeup apps that they're coming out with. You take a selfie and then put fake makeup on via the.
Some of them are really stupid. Like, some of them are really, really badly done. So
just go buy some makeup and play with makeup. Like.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. So the story goes on. We'll stop it there, give you the full link over on our Facebook and Twitter, and change gears into neighborhood Nazis. Johnson, you've got the story about a zombie statue that is apparently frustrating people.
Nashville, Tennessee is where this is happening. A Tennessee man said that he finds it utterly ridiculous that his homeowners association is ordering him to remove his front yard zombie statue after
Boo.
5 years. Jim Grinstead said that he and his wife have occupied their Nashville home for nearly 10 years and that the zombie statue that they affectionately dubbed Claude has been in their front yard for the past 5 years. He said he was surprised to receive a letter from the homeowners association ordering him to do away with the statue, which depicts the head and arms of a zombie climbing up out of the ground. During a recent inspection of the community on April 19th, 2016, it was noted that there is a zombie in your yard that needs to be removed. At first, I was...
Sounds like a joke.
Yeah, he was PO'd, but then he thought about it for a second and said that this is utterly ridiculous. And this is what he told the New York Daily News. Grinstead has said he'd never received a complaint about the statue until now. I think the Homeowners Association needs to lighten up a little bit, Grinstead told WKRN-TV. We now have a sense of humor. We have a sense of humor, and that is how we want the world to think of us. It's how we think of ourselves. People will stop sometimes and take a picture of Claude. Our friends...
He's got a name.
Yeah, our friends get a kick out of it when they come over, and we never... We've never had a complaint about him.
In 5 years.
Yep.
Apparently they've been complaining to the Homeowners Association because most people are a bunch of cowards and they won't actually say what
they
mean to someone else.
Maybe they've been complaining or maybe there's some busybody on the board.
Could be.
Grinstead said he plans to remove the statue this week despite...
Oh, man.
That's stupid.
I'll take my beating and go ahead and do it.
He's got to, though, because he's in this homeowners association where he's basically agreed to be ruled by a band of his neighbors who are the most busybody of all the neighbors. I mean, can you imagine? I can't imagine living in a situation like that. I've been in enough of these neighborhoods just as a guest of a friend who lives in one of these neighborhoods, and I'll always see something just ridiculous and nonsensical, and I'll ask about it, and they'll, oh, yeah, that's one of the homeowners. 855-450-FREE. More about Claude coming up here. Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll free. And if you are someone who supports the Neighborhood Association attacking an innocent zombie statue... would love to hear from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. And if you like Free Talk Live and you like what we're doing here and you want to help us out and help us get on more radio stations around the country and also get yourself some perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group, become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's a way for you to get behind the show for $5 a month, and we take that $5 in and invest it into Free Talk Live so we can bring the ideas of liberty to more people all around the globe. And you can help us and get those perks using any major credit card through PayPal, Visa, or MasterCard right on our website, or now with Bitcoin. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, get started there. ampamp.freetalklive.com. Johnson, you were sharing with us a story from UPI where they actually cite the New York Daily News, and the Daily News has a pretty great photo of the zombie character coming out of the ground in a South Nashville neighborhood. And you said he looks kind of vampiric almost.
He almost looks like Nosferatu, you know, the vampire.
Yeah, he's not really the scariest of zombies. I mean, he doesn't have any rotting skin or anything like that. He's relatively good complexion for a zombie.
Looks small, too.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, it's about the size of that bush, so I would say. Anyway, he's coming out of the ground. You can just see kind of the tops of his shoulders, his neck, his head, and the two arms. Looks like he's pushing his way up out of a grave or something like that. And the owner of the house has said that he's pretty upset about these busybodies in the homeowners association. He says that he's had neighbors that have loved this thing. It's been there for 5 years, but now all of a sudden the homeowners association said they were going to remove it.
Yeah, it's sudden. That's what's crazy, is it's 5 years. You know, it's like, if you really had a problem with this, I don't mind homeowners associations like setting rules for community if they, that's the thing. They're joined together, their homeowners association. And I like the idea of homeowners association instead of governments that, for example, paying for roads for an area.
Yeah, sure.
Like an association of people getting together to pay for the infrastructure that they are using.
But unfortunately, a lot of them want to emulate the very governments that they avoid.
Right. So. I mean, so it's just, you know, they're using force. But I mean, if you're joining it, that's the thing, though, is that when they change, you know, when they just are going to change and... He's not even able to face any accuser or anything like that. Nobody's really complaining. Who knows what this is?
Who started this? I mean, after 5 years of this thing having been there, who was the person who was, you know, so who started the witch hunt in this particular case? And how much support did they have? Was this something that came up at the Homeowners Association meeting? Was notice given appropriately about it?
Right.
You know, did he even know this was going to happen? It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like it caught him off guard. They sent him a threatening letter saying they were going to remove it and charge him for the removal fee if he didn't comply.
On his property?
Well, it's his property, but he's in a deed-restricted agreement, meaning that he has signed an agreement, this homeowners association, I think they call them covenants, or deed restrictions, where he's basically said, yes, I agree to be ruled by this homeowners association. So if they come up with some rule that says you can't have a zombie in your yard, they come up with a rule that says you can't have grass growing higher than 6 inches, you can't have bushes growing higher than 3 feet, you can't have your house being anything but white or pink, you can't have your roof being anything but metal, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
They can come up with all these dumb regulations, because in these places, and I'm grateful that I've never lived in one of these neighborhood Nazi places, but basically you've got control freaks who, you know, they couldn't make it in the government, but they've found their way of controlling people, and that's through the homeowners association. Of course, their excuse for it is that, oh, well, it's going to raise property values. If we have all of the property be exactly the same, it'll raise the property value. Now, it depends who you ask, because to me, I don't value that. But then again, I'm not the kind of person they want as a neighbor.
Right.
So for the people who want to have these pretty little houses, little boxes, you know, made of ticky-tacky or whatever, these kind of people, it's valuable to them to have this uniformity. They don't want to have somebody painting their house bright yellow or a rainbow or something like that.
I may end up in an HOA here in Keene, to be honest. I may, end up buying property here in the condo association, the condo complex that I live in, because...
Have you been to any of their meetings?
No, because I'm not an owner yet.
You can't just go and observe?
I don't know if I could or not, but I have not gone yet. You know,
I don't know. I wonder about that.
To a certain extent, to me, the benefits of not having to deal with any of the property stuff, like maintenance, like, you know, lawn care, siding to the place, the roof, you know, any of the external stuff for the building, I don't have to worry about any of it. So that, to me, is a huge benefit. You know, but I also know...
Well, that's the nature of being in a condo.
I know the limitations to what it is. So it's like, you know, I know what it is going in, what the limitations are. You know, if it suddenly started to get crazy, though, and change... That would start to be a weird issue, you know?
You know, in this case, the group states yard ornaments are not allowed on the property, but neighbors who have friendlier decor like rabbits or angels have not been asked to remove their statues.
And what's going to happen now probably is this guy's going to get some neighbors together and figure out which one of those things, that lawn ornaments, belong to one of the people on the HOA board.
And go after them.
Start to go. Now you need to say you need to have this removed, or we're going to have them removed and charge you for the removal.
First, they came for the zombies.
Exactly.
I did not speak up because I did not have a zombie. Then they came for the bunnies. I did not speak up because I did not have a bunny.
Then they came for the lawn gnomes.
You know, I think it would be appropriate. Normally, I'm someone who opposes these neighbor fights. Where one neighbor who's like, you know, wants to control the other neighbors attacks them through the government or through a homeowners association. I wouldn't do that back to the person.
Right.
Just because I don't want to lower myself to their level. I don't want to spend my time trying to do that. I'd rather focus my time on things that are important to me. But I got to say, if it turned out that it was someone on the homeowners association who they were attacking, I don't think that's a problem. Because then you are actually going after someone who's wielding power, a hypocrite or whatever, you know, as opposed to just using the homeowners association to kind of make your point against someone else who's got a yard gnome or something like that. The association did not respond to requests for comments from the Daily News. And Mr. Grinstead, the man who owns the zombie, says he'll remove the zombie by the end of the week, but hinted. Now, this is what they didn't say in the UPI piece. He hinted that it could come back to life again somewhere else. Quote, if I told you where it's going to go, I might face problems again, he said.
I have actually been thinking about getting, there's a yard gnome that is sitting on a throne of swords, and it has a little plaque at the bottom that says Game of Gnomes. I've been thinking about getting that and putting it.
You're a big fan of the TV show.
Yeah, I like Game of Thrones. Yeah, that's a good show.
So I think what he should do is, if he's got any friends in the neighborhood, they should be willing to pop this thing up in their yard, just to keep popping it up in different places, because they've, so far they've only noticed him. They've sent out the notice saying you're not allowed to have this anymore. Presumably they'd have to wait until someone else noticed the thing in the other yard, send a similar notice to them, because they could claim, well, just because it wasn't allowed there doesn't mean it's not allowed over here. I mean, I don't know how far you can push little games like that with with a homeowners association. But I sure hope that we will hear about, what was his name? Claude. Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't get the spelling. When you said the name before, that his name was Claude, I thought it was C-L-A-U-D-E, and it's C-L-A-W-E-D, as though he's clawing his way out from the grave.
That's a good pun, because it sounds like Claude.
Yeah, that's brilliant. I love this stuff. So, yeah, homeowners associations, I got no use for it. I'd rather take my chances in a place where people can have their property the way they want to have it.
And I wonder, what if they bring the statue out only at Halloween?
I don't know.
Would you still have to have it removed?
I suspect there...
Sneaky homeowners association. Like, we can charge them for this!
There may be a sort of lessened rules around Halloween where they allow more that they normally wouldn't allow. Or maybe it's just a total lockdown. You can't put any Halloween decorations up.
Yeah,
who knows? This is why I don't. Yeah, this is why you should go to one of those meetings, or more than one of them, to kind of get a feel for, you know, who's involved in the association.
Yeah, I read the newsletter. They have a newsletter that they do put on every door, and I do read that. Actually, I've been collecting them since I moved in. I have all of them. I haven't been to any of the meetings. I will say that.
Do you get a vibe from the newsletter at all as to, like, you know, are these people busybodies? Are they kind of leaving you alone?
Well,
because you are in New Hampshire, so there's sort of a leave-me-alone attitude.
One of the famous bureaucrats who said that the Free State is the most dangerous, the biggest danger to face New Hampshire.
Yeah.
She used to run the HOA.
But not anymore.
Not anymore, no.
She still live there?
I don't think so, but
interesting. That does show the kind of people that are attracted to these little miniature governments.
Yeah.
And, you know, certainly the argument is, if that's what people want, they should be free to have it. So by all means, if you want to have a bunch of piddly little rules that you have to follow in order to just have a house somewhere, if that sounds like your idea of fun, go to it. But we're out of time for tonight. You can join Renee on her show, Anarchy After Dark, where she will cover I don't know what coming up this weekend.
I haven't a clue either. I don't do show prep.
Yeah. And, John, thanks for being here. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems.
system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.